Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Corporal Todd Love, who's a U.S. Marine retired. Todd, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kemp. How about yourself?
I'm great. I met you this morning. You are a young man. I guess you're 23 years old, aren't you?
I'm 23 until April.
Let's get into some details about why I'm interviewing you, but let me just get some things out of the way here first. Mohawk Industries and CCA Global have gotten together and decided to support this initiative called Building for America's Bravest. And they've agreed to help build 47 homes for severely wounded veterans. It's an amazing story. And I met you this morning because you are going to be the recipient of a home, I think, in 4 months. And you're originally from Marietta, aren't you?
I was born in Kenneth Stone Hospital, right there in Marietta.
Okay. And this home that's going to be built for you is there in the Atlanta area, isn't it?
It's on the north side of Douglasville.
Okay. So you told your story today, and I thought people on Floor Daily might like to hear it. You finished high school, you joined the Marines, and you went through training camp, which you said was pretty difficult, but you made it through it. They sent you to Afghanistan, and you were one of those kind of people that liked to lead your unit, and you had a lot of luck there for a lot of time, but then one day your luck ran out, and you stepped on an IED, right?
That's correct.
So you were telling us this morning that you were blown about 30 feet into a dry creek bed. That had to have been an unbelievable time. And how long ago was that?
It was October 25th, 2010.
Okay. So as a result of that, you lost both your legs and you lost one hand, so you're in a wheelchair now, right?
Yes, sir.
One of the things that you said today that I wanted to get out as part of this interview is something that I thought was simply amazing, because you were shipped to Germany while you were still unconscious. You woke up there in Germany. One of the things you said is that you were actually happy when you noticed you were no longer in Afghanistan. Talk a little about that, if you would.
Well, a lot of people, I tell them that I was happy when I first woke up in Germany, and it's a little hard for them to understand because they don't understand my mindset before I got blown up either. You know, waking up in Afghanistan for 5 months, not knowing if I would live to see anything other than Afghanistan, you know, not knowing if I'd be able to come home and see my family again. When I woke up in the hospital that day, with no memory of the injuries that I received, everything was fine from the last thing I remember. I just woke up in Germany, and I knew I wasn't in Afghanistan, and I was in a hospital room. And for me, it was the first time I woke up, and I knew I was going to go home and see my family and get to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy here.
And one of the toughest parts that you came to the realization after that, that your injuries were more severe than potentially you'd originally thought, you actually helped your family get through this. And one of the things you said this morning that I thought was just simply amazing is you chose to believe that life would still be okay, right?
That's correct. You know, when I first realized what my injuries were, when I went to grab my leg one day and feel down my leg to feel my injuries, and my entire leg wasn't there. Neither of them were. Like I said, I was kind of shocked, and I was worried what my quality of life would be for the rest of my life. And, you know, I chose to believe that it would be good. You know, I had my doubts, but... And, yeah, I feel like I do keep my family strong, but it's mutual. You know, they keep me strong, too.
For somebody at your age, that's such a tremendous, mature attitude. I told you this before the interview, but thank you so much for your ultimate sacrifice. But let's get back to this house for a minute. This will be a house that's going to be built down north of Atlanta, like you said, and it's going to be custom-made for you, right?
Correct. It's very designed for the individual. My injuries are, you know, a quadruple amputee, and his needs might be different than a triple, or some of the guys actually are burnt from head to toe, and we all kind of need a little bit different things, so that's why this foundation is doing things very specific to each injured veteran.
Now, one of the things about having a home is it gives you independence, right? It gives you dignity and honor, and so if it's custom made for you, it helps you to be self-sustaining, right?
Correct. Yes, it will help me to do things that I haven't been able to do since my injuries. And I think it'll also help me connect better with my family and my friends as well.
Todd, you know, this attitude we were talking about a minute ago, that life would be okay, you choose to make that choice. And now I'm hearing about some things you've done since this accident. In fact, you've been snow skiing and you've actually skydived, haven't you?
I would say I've done more than that. I've fallen in love with skiing and skydiving. They're both very much a passion that I look forward to trying to keep as a full-time hobby and maybe something that can be a source of income in my future.
One of the things that I need to mention is that this whole thing came about with Mohawk and CCA Global because of the Frank Siller group, the Stephen Siller's Tunnel to Tower Foundation, which got its start after 9/11. I mean, Stephen Siller was a fireman that heard about the towers on 9/11 and was a fireman. He was off his shift. He was going to go play golf, and he heard about this terrible thing that was happening, and he grabbed his gear. And since the tunnel was closed, he ran to the Twin Towers and actually died that day. And his brother, Frank, has started this foundation, and that's part of what pulled this all together, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very beautiful story. It is.
Well, it's kudos to Frank and what his guys are doing. And I guess they have an event every year in Manhattan. Now there's up to 25 or 30,000 people that are running that same run that Stephen did, that's just the Tunnel to Tower run, is that right?
That's right. They closed the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel down, and they traced his footsteps.
And people want to know more about this because it's a short interview, but there's a website called ourbravest.org that they can go get more information, right?
That's absolutely right.
Well, Todd, thanks again for being with us, and thanks again for your sacrifice for our country. Wish you the best. Hopefully I'll be able to come down when they dedicate your home. Again, we've been talking to U.S. Marine retired Corporal Todd Love about Mohawk and CCA Global's Building for America's Bravest, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FortDaily.net.